This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The movie theater in Macomb is under new management, and the new owners say they will take a stab at bringing back the international film series, or at least something similar to it. The Rialto Film Festival is being held this week, plus the first week of November, December, and January. Jake McSparren is one of the new owners of the Rialto Cinemas, and he says he's been hearing about the international film series since his company took over in mid-June.
One of the things that happened in the first 2 days of me being there was I had people come up and say, hey, there was this film series before. You guys going to do that again? And I mean, and that's been a continued theme the last 4 or 5 weeks. I mean, I've been pretty taken aback by the amount of people that have come and asked me about it and said they missed it. So, I mean, I think that with the new ownership, we have a good opportunity to bring something back that the community missed.
So is this are you a film buff, or is this merely a business venture for you?
You know, it's interesting because I am not much of a cinephile. I'm not much of a – I mean, I like film, of course, but I don't have the expertise. I don't have the knowledge of some of the films. And it's really not so much a business venture so much as, I think, a community outreach thing. I've been working with Janice Welsh, who is a former faculty, I think, and Roberta DeCarmen, mm-hmm. who is the director of film studies, my understanding, at WIU. And they've really been the ones that have made this film list and kind of give me the expertise I need to pick what films might be good for a series like this. But, I mean, what I found was that what I think the benefit for us will be was just having people that wouldn't be in there otherwise. I hope to, but I don't necessarily expect to make a dime on this series. But I think it's a good thing for the community. I think it's something that's been asked for. And I think, you know, as the kind of new person on the block, it's our responsibility to, you know, listen to the community and bring what they want. I think a lot of that was missed in the last few years at the theater. I mean, we're really trying to reach out to the community, the people around and see what they want and do what we can to bring it to them.
And what will be the times on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
So we're doing a matinee and an evening show. This particular Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're showing All the Queen's Horses, which is the story of the Dixon comptroller, Rita Crunwell, and her embezzlement of, I think, it was close to $53 million from the city.
Millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, a really incredible story. I had an opportunity to watch the film a few weeks ago, and it's really a kind of eye-opening how something like that can happen in, you know, a community much like Macomb.
Do you know what you'll be showing November, December, and January?
Yes. November, we are going to be showing Black Klansman, the Spike Lee film based on a true story. In December, we're showing A Fantastic Woman, which won the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. And it revolves around Marina, a transgender waitress and aspiring singer. And then in January, we're showing Three Identical Strangers, which is another true story on a set of triplets that was separated at birth and then reunited.
Now, a movie such as All the Queen's Horses, you could stream that. You know, that's out, I believe, on DVD, Blu-ray, whatever.
Yeah.
So why would you encourage someone to come see it in a theater?
So the interesting thing, and I think me and Roberto were actually talking about this. We met a few days ago. You know, the experience is different. It truly is. I mean, you look at these films that are made, and I wouldn't necessarily call these art. I mean, but films with an audience in mind, and these directors have shot these films with the idea that they're going to be shown on a big screen and the big surround sound and everything else. I mean, it's truly these movies are going to be accessible to people other than at the theater, but I think the shared experience and going to the movie and you know, sharing this the way these films impact us with like-minded people and people of different, even different ideas, and having it on the big screen makes the difference.
You're part of a group, I guess, that bought this theater?
Yes.
Do you own theaters elsewhere?
Yeah, I am. My family's been in the business since before me. my grandfather and his company, we have 4 other theaters, mostly in the Midwest. We have one in Kentucky, and we just recently opened one in Florida. So, I mean, I've been kind of around the business forever, in my perspective. And then we do have some investor roles that have helped us purchase this theater. I mean, we really saw a lot of potential in the Rialto in particular. I mean, if you look at the last few years, it's attendance and its participation has dwindled a little bit, and there's so much room for that to grow again.
Jake McSparren is vice president of VIP Cinemas, which now owns the Rialto Cinemas in Macomb. He says the Rialto Film Festival is a pilot project. He's interested to see if it draws much of a crowd. The festival began yesterday and continues today and tomorrow with showings of All the Queen's Horses. The film series will also be held the first week of November, December, and January, with screenings on Tuesdays through Thursdays at 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. McSparren says the regular ticket prices of $5.99 for matinees and $6.99 for evening shows will apply for the film series. I'm Rich Ugger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.